a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes, and our top story on the 7 o'clock report, gas prices. They don't appear to be discouraging many of us from taking a road trip this holiday weekend, despite the gas prices well over $5 a gallon. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris is out checking prices in downtown Salt Lake City and begins our holiday travel team coverage. Martha?
Tim, gas here at this Maverick in Salt Lake is $5.28 a gallon, which is slightly higher than the state average. AAA reports the average cost of gas in Utah is $5.26 a gallon. That's a record high for the state and 42 cents higher than the national average. But Utah's gas prices are lower than some of our neighboring states. Prices are higher to the west of Utah than they are to the east. If you're traveling for the holiday weekend, UDOT says expect traffic, and also know prices are higher in southern Utah than they are in central and eastern Utah. Reporting live from Maverick and Salt Lake, Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
People are hitting the road and the airport as part of their 4th of July travel plans, but there's still a lot of concern about flights being canceled. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi continues our team coverage.
The surging number of travelers and pandemic-related staffing shortages have airlines struggling to keep planes taking off. Delta pilots hitting the picket line yesterday, demanding better pay and better schedules. The CEO promising passengers the airline will do better, writing, quote, "If you've encountered delays and cancellations recently, I apologize." At American, pilots are now being offered a 16% raise. Others are getting triple pay to staff regional flights. The head of the TSA says his agency is staffed for the holiday, with 1,000 workers on standby if needed.
Travel experts are reminding everyone catching a flight this weekend to arrive extra early and check your flight status before heading to the airport. Let's take a look at what the weather how the weather shapes up for the weekend with Matt Johnson. The holiday forecast shows it's going to be hot and dry.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday now under a red flag warning for most of western Utah, including the Wasatch Front. We've got temperatures in the upper 90s and near triple digits with dry south winds. Yes, this is a recipe for fire danger, especially considering Saturday it is legal to do fireworks.
Matt says if you're going to go camping, it's going to be especially important to make sure that you put that campfire out and be careful not to drag any trailer chains or anything else that can cause sparks. There will be some new monuments on display honoring black pioneers just in time for the Pioneer Day holiday later this month. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details. Mark?
That's right, Tim. The monument includes sculptures of early black pioneers Green Flake, Jane Manning James with her two sons Sylvester and Silas, as well as Hark Wales and Oscar Smith. All four played instrumental roles in the settlement of the state of Utah. The monument was funded by proceeds from the film telling the true story of Green Flake called His Name is Green Flake. The monument will be dedicated on Friday, July 22nd at 10 in the morning at This Is the Place Heritage Park in Salt Lake City. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Well, we're watching for new developments this morning in the rapidly changing landscape of college football. This, of course, after USC and UCLA announced they are leaving the Pac-12 to head to the Big Ten in just 2 years. We get details from KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth.
The Big Ten Conference made it all official. The conference has notified USC and UCLA that their applications to join have been accepted. They will be leaving Utah, Oregon, Washington, and others behind. The Big Ten said in a statement that the vote to accept the two Southern California schools was unanimous. USC and UCLA will begin playing the Big Ten Conference beginning in the 2024 season.
Boy, how this shakes out, anybody knows. The Pac-12 has released a statement saying they're, quote, extremely surprised and disappointed. Now KSL's top national stories. An emotional scene took place in Uvalde, Texas last night As families confronted the city council about the school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead.
What if it was your kid?
Outrage in Uvalde during an emotional city council meeting as relatives of those who died in the Robb Elementary School massacre demanded answers about the ongoing investigation.
You're not doing anything. We're not getting any answers. Zero justice, nothing.
But Uvalde's mayor saying he has not been given any information by the agencies investigating the shooting.
It's either going to come from the governor or the attorney general, and I'm not getting answers from either one.
He says the city council could be prosecuted for releasing any records or information about the case.
ABC's Derek Dennis reporting. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Germany this morning participating in a change of command ceremony at the European Command.
Putin's war of choice threatens more than just the sovereignty of Ukraine. It is an assault on transatlantic peace and security.
Secretary Austin also attended this week's NATO summit in Spain. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. What's it looking like, Andy?
It's been pretty nice if you're taking any of the freeways, Tim. No delays yet this morning through Utah County between Provo and Point of the Mountain, between Draper and Salt Lake, or heading south from Ogden to downtown. Really, the only consistent slowing I'm seeing is in West Valley on 3500 South, where lane restrictions have you backed up in both directions trying to get towards I-215's on-ramps. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:06. The Utah Farm Bureau is joining the Salt Lake Chamber in calling on the U.S. Senate to pass immigration reform for the sake of agriculture. Former Arizona State Senator and Utah native Bob Horsley says immigrant workers are critical to Utah's agricultural industry.
Here in Utah, like the rest of the country, we are facing a massive labor shortage. Just stop at any fast food restaurant and try to get in to their dining room.
Horsley says every industry and all of us rely on farmers and ranchers for the food on our table. A woman accused of murdering a professional cyclist involved in a love triangle has been caught in Costa Rica.
Caitlin Armstrong is accused of killing rising cycling star Mariah Wilson, who was romantically linked to Armstrong's boyfriend, fellow cyclist Colin Strickland. On May 11th, Wilson was found shot and killed at a friend's home in Austin, Texas, hours after meeting up with Strickland. Surveillance video showed Armstrong's SUV outside the house that night. One day after authorities issued a warrant for Armstrong's arrest, she vanished. Until Wednesday, when the former yoga instructor was found at a beach hostel in Costa Rica, authorities saying she had used a fraudulent passport and changed her appearance.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting. And a small but significant victory for Ukraine. They were able to bombard Russian forces off of Snake Island in the Black Sea. Russia had occupied the island since the start of the war in February.
It may be that the threat of new long-range missile systems like the U.S. HIMARS that are now arriving in this country may have been part of Russia's calculations to leave Snake Island.
ABC's foreign correspondent James Longman reporting from Odessa, Ukraine. A member of the FCC says the popular TikTok app is a serious security risk.
TikTok went viral during the COVID pandemic, amassing an audience addicted to its short video postings. But an FCC commissioner says China's using it to harvest a lot of your data, from search and browsing histories to face prints and voice prints. Brendan Carr is asking Apple and Google to remove it from their app stores, saying the platform poses an unacceptable security risk. He says there's bipartisan support in Congress for the request. Carr wants TikTok removed by July 8th, or a written explanation why they won't. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Speaking of TikTok, some energetic senior citizens are breaking on to the social media scene.
Whether they're dancing or teaching you how to holla at your crush, Rose, Mabel, Bubby, Curtis, and Larry have come together with one mission in mind.
We make people laugh, make them feel warm inside.
These grandfluencers are the stars of the wildly popular Retirement House TikTok account. With nearly 4 million fans on TikTok, the group says they're surprised by their following. The group has racked up 75 million likes, despite the typical TikToker being two generations younger than they are. The Fab Five says their videos help keep them young.
All right, so there's a retirement plan. Grandsfluencer. ABC's Will Gantz reporting.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.